Brent.
I'm Raf.
And I'm Raf.
We're Raf.
Raf Farisco of the Far From Vesuvius podcast. That's Raf Pizarro of Calcio Napoli Club. Just rant about Napoli.
Let's go for it.
We're going to rant. We're going to match report. We're going to talk about the games. We're going to talk about topics. You leave comments and we'll read your comments out, question.
All right. Quick stats.
Yes. Throw the stats up there. On to a nice little segment that we're going to call the Beast of the Match.
The who's beasting it for the Napoli team? Let's see.
But follow us on Facebook. Rafael Rispo, Ralph Pizarro. Twitter at RafaNapoli83. That's me.
CNCUSA26.
I want some feedback to the show. What do you guys want to see? What do you want to see more and less of? This is going to be a show for you guys, too. I want a lot of comments.
We want to rant about something. Let us know if you want us to rant about something.
I promise you, we're not going to agree on everything all the time.
We won't.
We're going to yell at each other every now and then.
Come and rant. This is what it's for. We want to give you a space to let loose so you can do it here.
Well, that's going to do it, Ralph. You know, were we boring enough for you?
I don't know. I think we were great.
Let's get to it.
Madonna do Carmen, aiutici tu.
And benvenuti, fellas and bellas all over the world. Welcome to the Raf and Raf post-game rant. I am Raf Pizarro, joined by my co-host, Sobe Carabe, Sobe as Rafa Rispo. Welcome, sir. How are we doing today?
Oh, we're doing great, Raf Pizarro, and I'm happy to have you back.
Oh.
taking me away from my hosting duties. Thank you so much.
You did a great job. So happy to see Patrick Kendrick again. By the way, Patrick Kendrick, thank you so much. This guy, does work, man. He leaves his job from commentating and on his way home does a little bit more work with us. Thank you, Patrick. Patrick Kendrick loves Napoli and we love him. I just wanted you to know that. So shout out. Great show. Had a great time. Was watching it in some traffic. I was rough and driving. I know we don't like to encourage that.
Rough and driving.
But you know,
you made it in time.
It was really cool, man. Hello to everybody in the chat. Let's get this rant on the roll. We got Cliff. What up, Cliff? Good win for Napoli. 100% I'm with you. Eliola Conte, welcome to the OG of Napoli news. Incredible Napoli. 6 victories in 6 matches. Guys, we are on some kind of roll. Are we not, Rafa? I mean,
oh, we really are. We really are, guys.
Boy, did they look neat out there, man. Did they look neat?
This is great. This has been so great, and I think that More is to come.
Brian Woods, my pizzeria was busy. I didn't get to watch the game as close as I wanted to. Rewatch it. It is super entertaining, man. All right.
Please do it.
Let's get to the stats, Rafa. Here we are.
Yes, sir.
All right. On to the
Our starting 11 today. There we go. Our starting 11 today. We lined up again in a 4-2-3-1 with Ospina in net. Mario Rui on the left. Koulibaly, Rahmani, the two center backs. Di Lorenzo on the right. Again, double pivot. Anguissa and Ruiz, the tandem of the year, if you ask me. Insigne Absolutely. On the left. Zielinski at the number 10. Politano on the right instead of Lozano. Again, Joe Fischetti likes to call him 1A and 1B, and I agree 100%. And of course, Victor Osimhen up front.
The Prince.
Ooh, this is the starting 11, guys. This is the starting 11. We had substitutions. We saw Lozano come in for Politano and Adamunas come in for Insigne. Elmas came in for Zielinski. Petagna for Osimhen. And the return of Diego Demme today for Fabian Ruiz. Pretty much the same substitutions we always do. Spalletti getting them done in a timely fashion. Right. Thinking about Spartak Moscow on Thursday.
Yep. Definitely good to see a break coming in for like Insigne and our strikers. It's nice to see them. They got the job done. They get the break, Rafa. All good. We give some burn to our bench.
Yes, sir. Goal for Osimhen in the 11th minute on an assist by Zielinski. What a great hustle that was.
What a hustle.
For Zielinski to get that ball, pounce it into the box for Osimhen to be waiting. That is 6 goals in 4 matches for Osimhen. 4 in the last 3 Serie A matches. I said 37. Insigne gets the second goal on a penalty kick. drawn by Osimhen as well.
87 goals for Capitano, right?
That's right, 87 goals. That is Insigne's second goal of the season. And I believe that's 87 Serie A goals.
Yes.
We might want to check that.
We'll double check.
But there you go, the starting lineup for Luciano Spalletti's Napoli today.
What a lineup they were, guys. Here's your shots. 17 total shots coming from Napoli. We had 6 coming from Cagliari. 8 missed shots, 2 for Cagliari, but 7 on target. Lucky 7 here. Anytime this team is going from 7 to 9 shots on target, Rafa, we're winning this game. 2 block yes. shots, 1 shot on target for Cagliari. Again, Ospina not having a whole lot of work to do. No problem. Great thing for us. 3 block shots. Moving on to the stats, Rafa. Take it away.
Yes, possession. Total domination for Napoli, 68% to Cagliari's 32. Chances to Napoli, 14 chances to Cagliari's 5. 2 yellows for Napoli, 1 for Cagliari. Referee wasn't too card happy today.
No.
He kept it in his pocket. Corner kicks, 6 corner kicks for Napoli, 4 for Cagliari. And the pass percentage, 93% to Cagliari's 80. We were absolutely flabbergasted at the amount of passes that were pretty much pulled off by Napoli.
I had
685 total.
Right.
The Cagliari's 266. That's 400 and what's that? 411 passes more than Cagliari. Just a crazy, crazy stat. Napoli completely dominating this one. 2-0 final score. 6 of 6. 18 points in the standings. Milan behind us with 16. Inter with 14. There you go.
Ooh, what a lovely game, Rafa. I mean, again, just watching this Napoli, as balanced as they are, how well they're positioning themselves, and the team ball that's going on. So despite Osimhen being our biggest threat as far as strikers and goal scorers, goals can come from anywhere at this point, as we're seeing. I mean, Fabian Ruiz, from Insigne, from maybe Politano. It's just been so much fun to kind of watch this team play together, the way they've been connecting. You know, Cagliari coming right out the gate. They were pretty tight in the midfield, as we know. You know, Mazzarri likes to play their 5 in the midfield. They were pretty tight in the middle for a while, but not really much they can do to give Napoli a big threat. I mean, they had a few chances. They created maybe like 5 chances all game that you saw, but
yeah,
really no answer. They were putting no pressure on the back line. Their chances, they were connecting, but everybody on Napoli in the middle contributing, helping on defense, a big thing that I like to see. You know, we spoke about left backs. We spoke about Mario Rui. But here's the deal. Insigne dropping back. Politano dropping back. As Rui goes up, there's always somebody coming back to cover that left side. And same with the right with Politano over there. So the covering, wonderful for Napoli. Cagliari, I wasn't impressed. They didn't look very energetic. But Napoli maintaining possession, we saw it. It was almost 70-30 today, and it pretty much stayed like that the whole game. Because even at the end of the first half was about 70-30. It kind of ended almost that way. It was like 68-32 or whatever it was. But still, goal coming early today. A great lob pass by Anguissa, practically from midfield. Puts it down. Zielinski with the sprint to the ball, able to catch it right before it goes over the touchline.
The byline. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crosses it over to his left. Victor Osimhen exactly where he needs to be. Buries that ball right into the net as he's being defended by 2 guys. Man, what a show that was, Rafa. Tell me your feelings when you saw that goal go in.
I mean, it was really cool because when the ball, you know, when Zielinski caught up to the ball, I really didn't think he was going to, honestly. And he hustled and caught it. I was really surprised by his hustle and not so much surprised, but what's the word I'm looking for? I was delighted with his hustle. He really didn't stop, got that ball, got stuck in, found us. It looked up, you know, found Osimhen. Osimhen exactly where he needed to be, buries the ball in, and, like you said, on 2 defenders. It just was such a great feeling to see what Osimhen is capable of. He's picked up right where he left off
yep.
from last season.
100%.
As we expected, again, I said 37 goals in the league may still be a little too much. But, I mean, think about it. You know, 6 matches in, he missed 1 3/4, and he's got 4 goals in the league, you know? So I'm very happy with what I see with Osimhen so far. But it's not just that, Ralph, too. But it's also his play, his footwork, his ability, his hustle too. He never quits on the ball.
Never.
He's always drawing people in. He's giving space to other players. He's finding teammates. He's communicating. It's just but so is everybody is. Everybody right. is. It's a fantastic show.
You know, if I right after the goal, I listened to the commentator. He said that Spalletti, was you got to crack it open that can, take a little. I get it. Hey, it's the weekend, man. You enjoy that.
Why not, right?
Enjoy that, sir. Take one from me.
Truly limonata.
You know, even before I go forward, big shout out to Denise today. In fact, we're gonna have to end the show a little early today. That's gonna be like a short version. But big shout out to my niece. It's our confirmation today. Right after this, I'm running to go have dinner with them. So to Jana, congratulations. And also tomorrow, her little brother, my nephew, Dominic, will be 13 years old. So happy birthday to my nephew, Dominic. So lots going on this weekend. I have my first week of back to work, which was great. We'll tell you all about it tomorrow. And a big weekend coming on with the family. So lots going on, but we're still here anyway. But what I wanted to say, there was something that the commentator of the game said right after Ozinem scored, Rafa. He was like, that Spalletti and Ozingham towards the end of practice are going towards the net and just practicing shots into the net by themselves. And because of this, it's been helping out Ozingham finding the net a little bit better. And you saw it today, just cheeky little ball right in. And something's going on in that practice, and we're seeing the results on the field, Rafa. We're really seeing that. Everybody seems to be instructed. If does that sound right? Do I sound crazy saying that?
No,
everybody
you don't.
Seems to be locked in to what they need to do.
You're pretty much spot on there. Osimhen was in an interview after the last match against Sampdoria, and he came out and said this, that Spalletti and him have been practicing finishing after practices, sometimes even after matches. So, I mean, he's also getting a lot of help with Anguissa to communicate with the rest of the midfield because of the language barriers. Some of them are a little bit, you know, less, you know, he doesn't speak English. And so the communication could get jumbled up there. But Anguissa has really been helping him out with that. He's just really coming together. The problem we saw with Osimhen before, remember, was trying to find him in the play, you know, trying to like for the midfielders to link up with him. And now it's happening more than ever. And there's no accident. You're working on that on the training grounds. You know, you see them working on different set pieces. You're really, you know, you're having Koulibaly come forward a lot more. Compact the other three, you know, the other three defenders are probably compact when that happens.
He attempted that little cheeky back heel today. Yeah, you saw that, Rafa?
Yeah. No accident. Practicing this stuff.
Oh yeah.
But what the big thing for me is that they're locked in. They're like committed to this project now. I guess we can call this, you know, me and you have coined it, I guess, Project Scudetto. You know what
Project
I mean?
Project Scudetto.
I feel like they are just they're on the same goal, you know? And here's a funny thought. You don't need to sacrifice another tournament or another competition to get yourself a Scudetto. You just play the game. Every 4 days, every 5 days, these guys are playing. These guys are feeling good. You know, I saw someone up here saying rotation is the key. But I got to tell you, what are we rotating? Rotation is pivotal for their preservation. That's from Giuseppe De Angelis.
I think this may go like when the schedule starts getting a little bit more compact, but
We're rotating one player so far, but the thing is that we're playing like we're rotating the whole squad. We're playing like we're playing every week instead of every 4 days.
Right.
This is 10 goals and no against in three matches in a week. Mm-hmm. You know, beautiful play. Now we're on to Thursday, the Europa League. It's Spartak Moscow. I don't expect too much rotation. Maybe you see Mertens in there. Maybe you see Demme in there. Mm-hmm. But don't expect too much rotation right away because we do need points in that. Yeah. So,
either way, Rafa, I was talking to my brother today, and I was just thinking, we saw the starting lineup, and I was like, you know, we still have Demme on the bench. We still have Mertens on the bench. Lobotka, who you know, started off the season decent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's still around. We had Elmas coming in to filling in, like, whatever role he needs to fill in. Unas, and even Petagna. I was like, boy, we still have a lot of promise on the bench if we need it. I mean, listen, I pray to San Gennaro we stay as healthy as possible. I mean, I know things happen, but I pray to San Gennaro that we stay healthy. But when we need to, I still think we have good depth and good talent on that bench, ready to cover for when we need. I love that Insigne gets a little bit of a break. I love that Osimhen gets a little bit of a break. I love that our forwards can come out and we could just put on a whole new set. Ready to do, you know, ready to do some damage. It's not like they're stopping. They're trying to score more goals too, close the game. They're like the Mariano Rivera of like Napoli, like these guys, like Unas and these guys, you know? I'm sorry. I'm going to
You see, well, you said, no, that's boy. Okay. You see, Giuseppe comes in and says, you know, fires back and says, well, I mean with the substitutions, and he's right, 100%. He's right. Whereas before, these players are not getting enough rest. They're not getting enough time off the pitch. Mm-hmm. Insigne is playing a full 90 all season. Like, I mean, imagine Insigne had played a full 90 all season last season, had his best season of his career, right? Then went on to the Euros to play and won the European Cup. But you saw in the Euros, Mancini was able to take Insigne off and put in, you know, whoever it was, Bernardeschi, Chiesa, Berardi, whoever, right? Insigne is coming off earlier now for Unas to come in and get some time, or for Lozano to come in and get some time. And he's more fresh every game. He's more impactful every game.
I think that's, you know, the key.
He's making smart decisions. He's winning balls. The ball winning is just, for me, it's incredible. So incredible. The ball winning is just crazy. Yeah. But my point is that Insigne is able to be smarter, be more fresh, be more alert, playing only 75 minutes,
right?
Getting the job done in time, having a rest. You know, it's good for his psyche as well. I just feel like, and he's not complaining that he's coming off. Yeah. He's in. Two goals from penalties, and he doesn't really care.
No, because he's playing that role, Ralph. You said at the last post game show about the facilitating and all that. We've said it back and forth plenty of times. I want him to be the facilitator first, and then the goal scorer. Right. If he can do that, because when he does that, and he has been doing it, much credit to him. Whether it's Spalletti giving him those instructions, but when he does that, this team is way better. This team is way more dangerous. And the fact that he can kind of share that mentality, everybody's kind of in on it now. Everybody's in on it. People are being less selfish, almost to a fault today that we saw that when somebody could have shot, they wanted to give it off to their teammate to maybe make a goal. It's just incredible what Insigne is doing, man, today, and how much he's running back to help on defense, and then now he's with Osimhen sitting so high up, Insigne can just like turn around and whip a ball up high, and give it to him, and Osimhen can make his run to press the defense, and it seems as if like he's clearing the ball, but really what he's doing is he's passing the ball, so it's like a two for one, and it's just so great to see. And good recovery overall. So even when we do lose the ball, even when we do turn it over, and I saw it today a couple times, we had a great recovery.
Get it right,
we
went back. Yep.
Petagna did it. Politano did it. And Guisa did it. Just winning the ball back, even when they make mistakes. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that effort to make up, because mistakes happen. But when you just let it go, and the team and your the other team counterattacks, we get into trouble. But the fact that we're coming back now and we're trying to win those balls back, incredible. It's been helping so much, and it just, you know, it avoids a lot of unnecessary danger, Rafa.
Dude, so how great was the midfield today? Zielinski, Fabian, Anguissa. They were so great, but Ralph.
Yeah.
We have to go. We were so torn for our beast of the match, weren't we?
Again, this is like.
But this is like, yeah, it's like three in a row where we're like, what are we doing? Scratching our heads, going back and forth. Got to give it to this guy. Got to give it to that guy. But we picked one, didn't we? Who is the beast of the match?
We're going to do it right now before we get into the second half, Rafa. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go, guys. Guys, everybody in the chat, put it up in. Who do you think was your beast of the match? Again, another difficult moment for us, but here we are. Wait a minute. This is like, you know, one of those shower doors? the foggy ones, yeah.
If you squint, you'll see who it is.
We wanted to make it a challenge. Hold on here.
Probably because we talked. There we go.
Sorry. Otherwise, here we are. Yes, again, the second time. What in about
two time?
The second time. He, what three games? Yeah, or four games.
He got the first one for the Juventus game. His first game. We gave him beast of the match. This is. By far the beast of the I don't want to say by far because there were two
there
that
were
you
two.
Could go by far, but he was absolutely fantastic today. Zambo Anguissa, what a beast in this match! Just the winning the balls, the passing, forward movements, the wherewithal, the endurance, it just everything about Zambo Anguissa for me is a delight, and I believe. Yep. I believe this was the coup of the Mercato in this league this season.
Rafa, what a player. He is taking over the show. The addition of him to this team has been so far outstanding. Outstanding. Today, not only he helps on defense. He helped the center backs. He helped win back balls. He almost scored a couple times. That goal is coming. That goal is coming for this man. It will happen soon. Within the next 2-3 games, this guy's gonna get a goal without a doubt. Rafa, not only that, but his strength. He doesn't fall easy. Even when he's trying to, you know, cut through a defender and defenders grabbing him, he's still moving forward. He's not taking a dive unless he really is getting pounced on. But his strength is impressive. His eye to help facilitate as well. My brother said it today. He was like, "Where has this guy been all our lives?" And I feel exactly the same way. This is the guy we wanted. This is the guy we needed, and he wins it again. Honorable mention to Mario Rui today because that was my other pick. Honestly,
yep,
Mario Rui had probably one of the best games I've seen in a long time. He had an incredible game. I wanted to mention the 38th minute. There was a backdoor cross by Johnny's from the left to the right. And Rui, who was sure I have troubles kind of mentioning the guy on the right. But Mario Rui heads the ball out, clears the ball out, gets it back. Cuts the defender, comes around, and draws the foul. Does a little pirouette, but draws the foul as he does that. Incredible. Incredible. He's just giving a solid performance right now, Mario Rui. So, you know, honorable mention to him. He got it by this much. I mean,
yeah,
literally this much.
Zambo got it by this much. Yeah. Mario Rui also in defense, you know, winning balls, taking the forwards on. You know, winning 1v1s, but then sending the ball, like his passing
to Insigne,
those long ball passes to Insigne that are
right.
His pinpoint. Just, I mean, it's just, you know, we cried so much that we didn't get a left back, and I still think I would have liked Emerson to come into this team because to add him onto this squad would have been great, I think. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you right now, I'm so happy with what's going on with Mario Rui as well.
Yeah.
He has been playing fantastic, absolutely fantastic. And I'm telling you, Ralph, before I checked my watch, where I was watching the match and with my cousin at the shop today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we closed down at 2 o'clock and we, you know, put the match on and got some food and stuff like that.
Right.
And we're sitting there about 65, 70 minutes. And I said to him, I said, who's the beast of the match? He goes, gosh, because it's got to be either Anguissa or Marui. So I said, I got to ask Ralph. Let me see. Mm-hmm. So I check my watch. And what does it say? How do we not give Anguissa a beast of the match? But there's also Marui. And I was like, oh, this is crazy. Because it was just so evident that those two were like the hardest working players. Not that everybody didn't play hard. Everybody played very hard.
Sure.
But they had this extra, you know, Gatsima. You know what I mean?
They absolutely really did. Absolutely. They held it down today. Big deal. And even Mary Rui, we saw like moving on to the second half, guys. We got a few minutes left and then we're going to cut out again. It's going to be the short post game, but we promise to get back to normal real soon. But 50th minute, Rui, little couple back heels today too. We've seen that cheeky. Ralph, I want to say this even before. I'm telling you right now, there's another level to Napoli that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. They're going to get better. We're going to see more. We're going to see a little bit more cheekiness. You know, Spalletti had called for that in the press conference like before the season started. He's like, I want the team to be cheeky. It's getting there. It's getting there. They're attempting it a little bit more and more every game. Now that they're solid, now that everybody's in their position, now that everybody understands their roles and what they need to do, now the fun stuff's coming. It's coming. There's a whole nother level that Napoli is about to reach soon, and I cannot wait. You started seeing it. You saw back heels from Koulibaly today. You saw back heels from Mario Rui. I mean, you saw that great effort by Zielinski. The constant pressure from Ozingham. That pressure is consistent. It's small, it's little, but it pays off, man. And Insigne with the ball control. I mean. There's more to come. I don't know what we're going to look like soon, man.
Well, it's only the beginning, right? It's still the beginning. Six wins of six. We have to play Fiorentina next week in Serie A. That's going to be a cracker also. And then we go on a break, man, international break. So that's coming up.
Yeah.
We have to lose our players to international duty, which is always kind of nerve-wracking. You saw that it took out Lobotka this time around. Mm. Hopefully we make it out. But apparently Lobotka will not be traveling with his national team. That news came out as well. So you know he's gonna stay behind and continue to rehab. So we'll have a fresh Lobotka back from the break. But yeah, Napoli are on cruise control right now, guys.
Yeah,
I mean, absolutely. You know, it's amazing. And I told my cousin, I said, you know, if this was Juve 6-6, they'd be 18 points ahead of the table right now. But you know, Napoli only 2 points ahead of Milan and 4 ahead of Inter, but still 10 ahead of Juve, which is something to say.
Yeah, they did get a win today, but. Listen, we all said that Juve was going to come back. So, I mean, you know, here it is. It's kind of starting, but we'll see again. But I'm still optimistic about Napoli. I'm still sticking with my call. But I think overall, and again, we'll probably talk about it this Monday, Rafa, a little bit more about it. I'll certainly put the ad out, if not this evening, tomorrow morning, afternoon, to prompt you about our subject matter for tomorrow. But kind of in the closing minutes of the game, guys, I know we're about the closing minutes of this rant, but towards the closing minute of the game, we saw Ozingham pick up a yellow card. The
penalty
from Insigne. Yeah, the penalty from Insigne comes in the 55th minute. Again, Victor being an antagonist, drawing the foul. He got tripped by Gautin in the box. Insigne takes the penalty, blasts it kind of to the left. What's his name? Got a hit. What was the goalie's name?
Cragno.
That's right. Cragno. He got his hand on it. He guessed right, but it was hit hard. With pace, with determination, and Insigne gets the goal. And then I love it because, again, from what the commenter was saying, the crowd, the tifosi in the Maradona Stadium was, they started the Cordi. There is only one captain. There is only one
There's
captain.
Solo un capitano.
Yeah.
Un capitano.
There's solo un capitano. And I'm so happy we're singing this because we gave him some shit last January, Ralph. I gave him some shit. But
we all did.
We all did. I gave it to him here on the rant. In the beginning episodes of the Ralph and Ralph rant. But he's showing it now. He's showing the leader that he could be now, and he's playing accordingly. Even when a few minutes later, like 10 minutes later in the 65th minute, Ozzie and him kind of getting tripped in the box. He didn't really get tripped, but they kind of grabbed his arm, and then he fell. He ended up getting a yellow card for simulation, which was bullshit to me, but he got it. He got mad. He was trying to point out to the ref, like, look, I was getting grabbed. Again, Ozinam doing a great job after that Venezia red card to keep his head. He's not getting
Yeah, but
his
that
head.
Was a lot. That but, was Insigne, too. That was Insigne making sure he didn't go too far again.
That's what I'm about to say. Insigne comes over, grabbed him by two arms, and pulled him along. This is what I'm talking about, the leadership. This is what I'm talking about with Insigne. Grabs his striker. He knows his striker is emotional. Mm-hmm. Grabs him, pulls him aside. Get out of here. Don't worry about it. Definitely don't want to lose him for some stupidity because we need him. He's on a roll. He's hot. We don't want things to end for him. But, again, that leadership from him, it's just really good to see Insigne. And he's so happy. He's so happy mm-hmm. now, man. He mm-hmm. just looks so happy out there.
I can probably guarantee that the signature is coming. It's just a matter of time. I don't think he's even thinking about it. I mean,
no.
He's not playing the way you would, you know. You can't really tell in his play that he's frustrated about a signature because I don't think he is. You know what I mean? He's not playing in a fashion where it shows that he's got that on his mind. It's not on his mind at all. It shouldn't be on anyone else's mind either.
Right. Overall, 80 minute, we saw the substitutions come out. Once again, Lozano comes on the field, constant threat, always his pace, his speed. Mm-hmm. These pacey between Lozano and Osimhen, man, like what mm-hmm. defenders can catch up to these guys? They're mm-hmm. blowing past everybody, man. Everybody. They're giving such a hard time to these back lines. I mean, Lozano trying to play link-up ball with Petagna. We saw that. Even Unas mm-hmm. towards the very last mm-hmm. minute of the game. Just nice. They'll get theirs. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I guess that's what
sure.
I'm trying to get at here.
For sure.
Like, it's coming for them, Rafa. It's definitely coming for them. But it's just been a real pleasure to watch these guys come on the field and you know, Spalletti using their pace, using their energy to give these back lines a hard time. I mean, you know,
yeah,
giving them problems to the last minute, Rafa.
Yeah. The substitutions are being made very smart. Everybody's getting playing time. Everybody's happy. Unas will get a start at some point. Right. You know, you gotta make sure that we're in a good position to for him to get a start. You got Elmas, who's in and out between him and Zielinski. He played really well today, too. I think Elmas had a pretty decent couple minutes in there. And again, glad to see Demick come back in. Substituted in for Fabian Ruiz, who is having another splendid season. Yeah.
He looked a little ticked coming off the field. I don't know why. Like
I kind of noticed it myself, but I don't know. I wouldn't read anything into that. But you got Amani started again today over Manolas. Mm-hmm. That's a question mark. Although before the match, I did, or was it during halftime? I saw Manolas coming back onto the pitch, and he was singing and he was skipping around. And then the sure. ball came to him, and he was juggling the ball, and he was smiling, having a good time. So I don't know if we should read too much into him not starting the last three or four matches, because I just feel like right now it's Ramani's job, you know,
right.
and Manolas is there to cover. And I think Manolas is okay with it. Whether he stays this season or goes, I don't know. I wouldn't read into it right now.
No.
But the way we are going right now, you see, and that's the thing, is that if we for Thursday, expect to see Manolas get a start, because I'm pretty sure You know, I said in the beginning, Spalletti might not rotate too much for this match against Spartak, but where you can rotate, Lozano, Politano, Manolas, Rahmani, right now, that's where you can rotate. And I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, definitely. Keep these players fresh. Keep them healthy. I'm going to put a little closing music on, Rafa. We're going to get out of here soon. Let's get a big Forza Napoli going in the chat, guys, for whoever is here.
Let's go. Forza Napoli sempre. Show it up in the chat.
All right. There we go. All right. Let's go. We'll be back tomorrow, right, Rafa? With a good rant proper. Again, we'll put out the ad. We'll put out the ad tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Rafa. Yeah. You did a great job last week when running. Hey, man. Solo.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
I was proud of you, bro.
Yeah. I gotta get the kinks out a little bit.
Yeah.
I noticed I left one of the comments on during the Beast of the Match video.
You did it on purpose because it was about Gattuso. Come on, we all know.
Yeah, that's it. And then I tried getting the comment off after, and I hit the
yeah.
Thing. Which is fine.
Funny.
Whatever.
That was fine. Hey, man. Cool.
It's all good, though. It's all good. You know, it's cool to have been able to step in for you, you know, without the music. But we're working on that, guys. Wink,
don't
wink.
Worry about it.
I'll tell you what. We'll be back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, right?
Same time, same place.
Same time, same place. We'll have a show. We'll have a, like you said, a discussion lined up for tomorrow. But we do have a lot of cool things coming up in the future. I have a lot of really cool guests. I have a lot of good ideas. Ralph and I talked about it. We're going to put it together. That's coming up soon. And so we'll be back for Monday. And will you be with us Thursday for a post-match? Or will you
I don't think so.
Thursday?
Yeah. Unfortunately, these midweek games might be a little bit hard for me. So
no problemo. The match is at 12:45 on Thursday, so I will be coming on right after that. I won't have too much time. I'll have probably as much time as you had today, and I'll probably have as much time as I had on last Thursday because it is close to picking up the kids.
Okay.
And even though they're right down the street, I got to go meet them.
Got to go. Can't leave the kids alone.
Yeah, right? Got to go. So, you know, we'll be there, though. Don't worry about it. Napoli tomorrow, Napoli Spartak on Thursday, and then Sunday at 12 o'clock, Fiorentina Napoli.
Yes, we'll be back.
And then we're on a break international. So
awesome.
Lots coming down.
All right, guys. Thank you again. Thank you to everybody in the chat. Please give us a like, give us a subscribe, give us a share. Thank you for supporting, man. We are growing and growing and growing. All thanks to you guys at home. It's been a pleasure. Napoli defeat Cagliari today 2-0. We are in a winning
Saluta
streak.
La Capolista.
Saluta qui. Siamo noi. Forza Napoli, everybody. Until next time, we'll see you. Rafa, great show. Catch you again
soon.
We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Ciao. Be good.